Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, December 5th, 2017. Learning to be Content, Part 3. Satisfying Unmet Needs and Desires. Needs, desires, we all have them, and they are as varied as we are. Some of these longings are legitimate, some are not. We each were created with the core needs of love, acceptance, significance, security, companionship, and hope. However, some of our needs are really just wants, and some of our desires don't align with God's. I have a confession to make. Although discontentment often arises when my needs aren't met, I think my greatest times of dissatisfaction occur when I don't have what I want, or I have what I don't want. It's not wrong to want something unless it is outright sin. It's not wrong to want our pain to stop. However, God wants to satisfy, not gratify. Tony Evans says, "Many of us are looking for an escape from our situation. That's gratification, momentary relief. But God wants to satisfy us." God's not asking us to always like our circumstances. The Apostle Paul certainly didn't like being imprisoned, flogged, and so on. But he aligned his desires with God's and trusted him for his needs. Psalm 37:4, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and then he will give you the desires of your heart." Psalm 103:5, "Who satisfies your desires with good things." The world was not designed to fulfill these God-given longings. Only God can. God may use circumstances and others to meet them, but he is the orchestrator. If we look to the world, we will be disappointed. Guaranteed. Consider the diagram in the text. The person in figure 1 relies on people and things rather than the Lord to meet her needs and wants. Not only will her needs be incompletely and or inconsistently met, she will have less ability to fulfill the needs of others. The result? Insecurity, discontentment. God is not pleased. But if we look to our provider for satisfaction in figure 2, we will feel secure. He alone is able to always come through. The stronger our bond and dependence upon God, the greater our contentment, the less we'll rely on things or others to fill those holes, and the greater will be our ability to fulfill the needs of others. With God as our anchor rather than people, things, or circumstances, which are always changing, we will be steady. Hebrews 6:19 says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure." Our soul can be at rest, not desperately chasing to become complete without God. God promises to meet all our needs. We need to come to the place where we truly believe that. Typically, that belief comes from experiencing hardship. Think about it. How can you know God will meet your need unless you are in need? We also need to come to the place where we believe that God is all we need. When I lost my husband to cancer, a huge hole was left in my soul. As I look back a year later, I discovered Jesus was enough. Really, more than enough. I was not only able to survive, but thrive. Let Jesus prove that he will indeed fill you with whatever you need, and that it will be more than enough. Then you'll be able to live by faith contentedly. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. Psalm 63:5. Until next time, my friends, let God satisfy, not temporarily gratify you.